This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What a treat we have for you today on Kingdom Pursuits, this last show of the decade. We're going international. We got, Pakistan and Israel. Oh, man, we've got such a show for you today. Starting off with, we have David Rubin. And David, you guys, he is in Israel as we speak. Are you not, David?
Well, I am, and thank you for that dramatic introduction.
And you guys have some phenomenal... I've been reading these discoveries that you guys have made, and I am very, very excited. And I have some people in the studio with me who are also very excited of some of the things that you guys have been finding in digs down there.
Yes, it's true. But this isn't something that's new. For this week, this is something that's ongoing in Israel, and you know, everyone. I've heard a lot of Christian television, radio, and print media that talk about archaeology or talk about Bible and the debates with the forces of atheism that are always saying that the Bible isn't true. And that it's something primitive. The truth is that it is actually something very primitive. Primitive meaning ancient, and archaeology is ancient. That we find things that prove history, and anyone who believes in science, anyone who believes in history, has to pay attention when archaeological finds are found.
Yeah, we are very excited to go there today with David there in Israel. Are you in what city are you in Israel today?
Well, I'm actually speaking to you from Jerusalem right now.
Oh, wonderful.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And much of the time I am in Shiloh, or Shiloh as most of the world would call it. So
Well, I'm glad to know it's called Shiloh, actually. Yes. I did not know that.
So I actually spend my time in the two ancient capitals of Israel, which were the central places of worship and the capital cities for the longest period of time. Both of them for longer than the entire existence of the United States of America.
Oh, yeah, way longer.
Gives any sense of perspective.
way. So also with us today, we have pastor, evangelist, but very much over an orphanage in Pakistan, Rashid Atner. Now, Rashid and I are friends for years, and he lives in Pakistan. He's over an orphanage there. I hadn't had him on the show since 2017. But he called me this week, and he was in town. I was like, Rashid, it's so good to have you back. And
thank you.
You know, it's amazing to me that he's even alive. But the first time I met him, Stu Epperson referred to him as the Michael Jordan of cricket. Now, what does that mean exactly? Well, the truth is that Rashid was a professional cricket player, not just, you know, out of Pakistan, being an English colony.
Yes.
They play cricket, and so... You know, when he got his bat, it was on like Donkey Kong. I'm just telling you that Rashid knows his cricket, but more than that, he knows his Pakistan. He came to know Christ, and which was a really serious issue because there weren't a lot of your teammates that were going along with that too good, were they?
Yes.
So he's got quite a story and all that stuff. We're going to be getting to that. But, you know, you guys who are listening regularly know that Robbie has to do his riddle. So speaking of post-Christmas humor, I saved my best for last. You know, all Christmas I've been hitting you with these, so here they come in rapid order, all right? I don't know if you knew this, Rashid, I have a phenomenal ability to predict what's inside of any wrapped present. It's a gift.
Oh, man.
Now, you may wonder who delivers presents to baby sharks at Christmas, but that would be Santa Jaws.
Oh, Santa Jaws.
And so what says O, O, O? Did you know that one? That would be Santa walking backwards. Yeah. So, being that I am actually from this state, I particularly like this joke. What is Santa's favorite state to deliver presents in? That would be Idaho, ho, ho. Idaho, okay. Now, you may have wondered this your whole life. I have. You know, what do you call a man who claps at Christmas? That's Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, that's right.
Hey, there you go. And you may have wondered who is the king of Santa's rock and roll helpers. That would be Elvis. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. What did the snowman say to the aggressive carrot? Get out of my face. And what do you call a blind reindeer? You may know that one. It's a no idea. But you may not know, what do you call a blind reindeer with no legs? That's a still no idea.
It's so funny.
Oh, man. You get applause
and
when
I told this one at the nursing home, it just didn't get the laugh I expected because I think it's a great joke. I got a Christmas card full of rice in the mail today. I think it was from my Uncle Ben. Yeah, that's funny, isn't
it? Yeah, that's good. I like that one.
All right. Who does Santa call? This is interesting. If you're the Christian car guy, you need to know this. Who does Santa call when his sleigh breaks down? The Abominable Towman.
Okay. The Abominable Towman.
There you go. You say that better than I do. Uh-huh. And I bought a refrigerator for my son for Christmas. And I just couldn't wait to see his face light up when he opened it. See? Yeah. David, I know these are not probably of the standard of humor you're used to listening to, but my listeners kind of like them, so I appreciate you sitting through this. So,
yeah, well, they're not the standard in Tel Aviv.
You know why everybody's thirsty at the North Pole, Rasheed? Noel. Not
Noel.
Noel. Yeah.
None. And this was, of all these, this was my personal favorite I saved for the last. The only Christmas present I got this year was a deck of sticky playing cards, and I'm finding it very hard to deal with. That's funny. You knew at the end of all those shenanigans, I would actually have a riddle that you could call in and win today at 866-348-7884. By the way, if you want those jokes, you can go to kingdompursuits.com and look at my third grade humor resources. They're all there. So here's the riddle. How did Mary and Joseph know what baby Jesus weighed? You may wonder. It was 8 pounds, 2 ounces, according to what I read. And how did Mary and Joseph know that? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH, to call in and win that. So, David, in a couple more minutes before we got the break, tell us what, of all these things that you've got to see, what excited you the most lately?
What about the riddles?
No.
Yeah, he don't sound very excited.
No.
I kind of like the Noel one.
I mean the what you've been seeing there in the digs there in Shiloh and Jerusalem.
Well, they've recently found artifacts that confirm that Shiloh, that what they refer to as ancient Shiloh, was indeed the capital. And you know, there's always this onslaught from the Muslim world saying no, that's all fiction.
Oh man, so. I just, when we're getting into the good stuff, we got to go to a break. So when we come back, we're gonna have more from David Rubin and of course Rasheed, and I won't even try his last name. How do you say it? Akkar?
actor.
Actor. Okay.
Like an author.
We got all that coming. And your answer to the riddle, 866-348-7884. Stay tuned. So much more. Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials. Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, last day of our last show that we're going to do in 2019 for the decade, is going to be very international because we have David Rubin here with us from Israel talking about the amazing discoveries there archaeologically in Israel, as well as Pastor Rashid Akhtar with the Light of Pakistan and his orphanage and all that's going on there. So I hated we had to cut you off, David, but again, you were talking about some of the more inspiring things that they had discovered that would prove that Silo, as you're saying it, was in fact the previous capital to Israel before they moved it to Jerusalem.
That is true. Well, sometimes I say Silo and sometimes I say Shiloh. You know, it all depends on who I'm talking to. If it's an American audience where there are 65 cities or towns named Shiloh, so I'll say Shiloh. And if I'm talking to an international audience, so I will say Shiloh, because that's what it's called in the original Hebrew and what we call it in Israel. So yes, the finds, the archaeological finds, prove that that Shiloh was the ancient capital of Israel, that it was a place where Joshua spoke to the Israelites and where the Israelites came and they conquered. They found a walled city there, and we have found those walls. And in addition to that, that's the place where Hannah came and prayed for her son, and the son who was born from those prayers was Samuel the prophet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's an amazing history. And the archaeology proves these things. Now, in addition to that, we have amazing things happening today because a lot of the world talks about Israel, but they don't make the connection between the prophecy and what is actually happening today, that in the land of Israel, in the biblical heartland of Israel that Shiloh represents, they usually call it the West Bank, but the real terms are Judea or Samaria, and Samaria is where Shiloh is, and that is being rebuilt according to prophecy, and the fig trees and olive trees, and the land is blooming again, and so it's amazing what is happening there, and it's all in you know, while there is this Muslim terrorism against us, and you know, and as you may know, I was wounded in a terrorist attack myself, along with my 3-year-old son. But we, you know, we're rebuilding anyhow. We don't let it stop us, and we're in fact just the opposite. We go forward, and so it's interesting that you have the pastor on the air with me because he works with children, and I also work with children. Through the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, which I established after my 3-year-old son and me were wounded in that terrorist attack. And we have therapeutic and educational programs for children in the biblical heartland of Israel.
Wow. That's awesome. And Rashid, that's kind of what you're here to talk about today yourself. Yes. Is you've come over here, you need to raise some money.
Yes, sir. And we are, thank God, we have raised close to $100,000, and we need $150,000 because we are building a high school, and then that call an orphan too. And what this brother has said, David Rubin, if I'm pronounce his name right.
Yes, you did.
And I appreciate what you're doing over there, but without praying for Israel, without praying the Jewish people and the Jerusalem, the prayer won't go to heaven. And God won't hear your prayer. And you are always in my prayer and thought, Israel, Jewish people, and specifically Jerusalem. Because the Bible gave us a mandate, we have to pray about peace of Jerusalem. And I do pray. But you and I know the terrorism things, how this disturbing to the world, not one people, but how they're disturbing the whole world. Whole world is sick and tired about this terrorism. And we have to stand and pray against that. And I try to teach people recently, before I come in here in US, I have a big talk on the national television about Jesus and about the Israelite and about Palestine. And I prove from the Quran that God has gave this land, not the man giving land. And I thank God, God has gave me the right.
You were raised Muslim, right?
Yes.
And so you understand the Quran.
Yes.
So you prove from the Quran that God had given them that land?
Yes. Yes.
It's in, that probably wasn't a real popular view in Pakistan.
it's not in Pakistan. It's not. When 5 years ago, we celebrate the birth of the nation.
Yeah.
I mean, Israel, I did it that, but I have after that, I have a lot of problems.
I have a lot of problems. Yeah.
Every other day, I have to go for questioning and answering them, and finally I sat there and I say, just tell me what you want me to do or what you want to do with me. You want to kill me, you can kill me. But this is a mandate for me for the pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I'm going to keep praying, keep asking Lord, and keep doing that. And which is, I thank God.
Well, David, let's give David a chance to respond to all that.
Thank you.
I'm very interested in your thoughts to what Pastor just said.
Well, there was a lot that was said. I'm not sure that I got the full gist of it, but I think I got the basic idea. And so yes, of course, Christians around the world should be praying for the peace of Jerusalem, but not in some amorphic sense. You know, I always tell people, yes, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, but also pray for the peace of Jerusalem according to God's plan and God's directives. And,
amen.
You know, God isn't a finicky God. He doesn't change his mind.
Yes.
So, you know, he chose a people, which was the people of Israel and the Jewish people, as we're called today, and he gave us a responsibility to be the witnesses of his revelation on Mount Sinai in this world, and that's a responsibility that we here in Israel take very, very seriously. And so yes, being a chosen people doesn't mean that we're better than other people. It means that we have a special responsibility. And part of that responsibility in our times is, yes, to be a righteous people, and yes, to follow God's Torah, his Bible, and also to be rebuilding the land of Israel. in these times, and to be healing the children who are suffering from the Muslim terror attacks. But yes, to go forward. And my response was to go forward. After we were wounded in that terrorist attack, and so many others were wounded, so thousands of other Jews in Israel were wounded, my response was, we are going to go forward. We are going to rebuild through the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund.
Amen.
And we are going to do it according to God's plan. And that's really, I think, where we need to be focused, to be biblically consistent. And yes, we pray to the Almighty, and we know that He hears our prayers. And these are very exciting times that we're living in, I must say.
Yeah, they are. And you have that group.
Yes.
What do you say about 70 to 90 children that are in your orphanage now?
Yeah, 70 children we have, but want to come more.
So when
but
you
I
say
can't take
you,
more.
What's the difference between having your school or the school that they're now attending? The school that you're hoping to build with the funds that you
raise. Yes, we want to build a regular education school, but it is a name by given us. We have a name, St. Thomas High School. And when you have a mission school in the Muslim world, they send their children to the Christian school. They love to send their children to the Christian school. And there we can teach to the people better way. And their subject, and
right, because if they go to the Muslim schools, they're learning, right?
No, they believe Christian have a better education system.
Right, and I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is, the nice thing if you use these funds that you're raising to build this school, the Muslims send their children there
exactly
because they expect to get a better education,
better education.
But they don't realize that they also in the meantime get a little truth that they
and. And we took the permission teaching a one class religion.
That's
and
awesome.
You have to go, everybody has to go to the Bible class.
I hate that we are out of time, but this was so much fun, David. Thank you so much, Rashid. Absolutely amazing. Obviously, David, have you got a website or something we can send people to connect with your ministry?
Sure. ShilohIsraelChildren.org.
ShilohChildrenIsrael.org and again
ShilohIsraelChildren.org.
There he goes. He said it good. He's got a great radio voice. And Rashid, yours is Light of Pakistan.
Light of Life, Pakistan.
Light of Life, Pakistan.
Yes.
Okay. And nobody guessed that away in a manger. You should know that. That's how they know what the baby weighed. There was a way in the manger. I mean, you guys should have known that. I can't believe anybody called it. We totally. But anyway, thank you for listening to the Kingdom Pursuits. Jesus Junkets coming up next on the Truth Network. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.